going to be a wedding supper over on Mount Zion's hill. The saints are all invited, for it is the Father's will. The bridegroom is soon returning, just to catch his bride away. Oh, what a celebration on that reunion day. This is the marriage supper. God planned it for his own. A table he's now preparing, and the victory has been won. Oh, the bride, she is so holy, her robe is white as snow. The bridegroom is coming soon, the bride is ready to go. Sinner can never enter over in that happy land. Oh, the gates, they are guarded by a blessed angel band. For only the pure in heart shall look upon his face. All the saints will be singing there the song Amazing Grace. This is the marriage supper. God planned it for his own. A table he's now preparing, and the victory has been.
Of everybody that they were ready to go. I couldn't help but notice the last two lines of the song. We sung it as well with my soul. Oh, the voice of the Lord. Oh, the shout of the angel. We're not waiting for that. We've heard that. Oh, the voice of the Lord. And we have heard that as well.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Blessed hope, blessed rest. And that's when we have rest.
Amen.
You know who you've heard. My sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
And another they will not follow. We're not here gathered in this church because we've heard a certain denominational voice or a certain church voice. We're here because we've individually heard the voice of Jesus Christ. And that's why we're here. We're going to have a baby dedication. In fact, it's a double baby dedication. In just a moment now, Brother Jim, Sister Tracy, Brother Doug, and Sister Sylvana, going to bring their little ones forward. We're happy for those of the relatives that were able to come and travel and be with us on this occasion as well. This is not a ceremony as such. It is not a membership into a church. It is not a christening. It is not a baptism. It is a dedication. Now, if any church tells you can be baptized as a child, it's wrong.
Amen.
It's not in the Bible, because the Scripture says, repent. That's number one. Then be baptized. That's the water. Baptism is a death. These little ones have just been born into the world. They're innocent. They don't know anything wrong. They couldn't repent because they have no knowledge or need of repentance.
Right, amen.
But they are dedicated to God, and we're going to say a few words on that. I wonder if Jim and Tracy and Doug and Sylvana would like to come forward. I want to make a few comments. Now, I know that young couples are real nervous at a time like this. They're hoping their little ones won't scream. Well, if they do, we've heard that before. It's not going to trouble us. Amen. Now, I wonder, just to move this for me, please. I was looking to the Lord concerning this time of the service, and I would like to address these couples that are here and the congregation on behalf of the couples. Now, this is a baby dedication, but it could not happen without these two couples, Jim and Tracy and Brother Doug and Sylvana, and it is rather unique because they are related, Tracy and Doug being brother and sister. I think that's wonderful.
Amen.
Now, before this service could happen or come about, these two couples, they had some overcoming to do. They had to come to places of decisions, and they made decision for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They gave their lives and surrendered their own individual lives, and because they individually, the four of them, did that. They did some overcoming on their own. The road hasn't always been easy for them. But they made those choices, and God drew their lives and called them. That's why we can have this baby dedication.
Amen.
And I think that's wonderful.
Amen.
We have been mindful of the mother of Samuel, whose name was Hannah, prayed for a child. God gave her the child. And when she had weaned the child, she brought Samuel back to the priest and dedicated him. And she said these words. She said, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there.
Amen.
The Bible also tells us when David and some of the kings got great treasures, they gained great treasures, and they brought those treasures to Israel, they had a dedication of those treasures. And they set the priests over them. And I want to say to Doug and Tracy, to Doug and Sylvana, Jim and Tracy, I'm sorry. I knew I'd make a mistake someplace along the line. And to Doug and Sylvana, I want to say that God has not just given you these children. They're wonderful treasures, but he has done something special for you. See, not just a church member. Now, I'm saying this on behalf of your loved ones that are here and the visitors that may be here in the assembly, but God has made you to be, according to Peter's gospel, kings and priests. And when they got treasures and dedicated them, they set the priests over the treasures. And now you have been made priests over these treasures.
Amen.
We're going to dedicate these children. This first one is Joel Thomas. He's already showing his rights. It's all right, Tracy. A fine boy. They've prayed for him, and God has given him back to them.
Amen.
I'd like you to bow your head with me.
Amen. Of course.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. All I know is an unknown tongue. Amen. We'll bow our heads and pray. Amen.
Yes.
Precious Lord. Wonderful Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we take this little one up in our arms as you did, and we dedicate him to you, Joel Thomas that the mother and father have given this name to. I pray that your spirit will rest upon him. I pray, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit will guide him. You will protect him. That you will keep him, Lord, and give the mother and father wisdom, O God. I pray that you will anoint Brother Jim, O God, and Sister Tracy, Father, in a special way. Endue them, dear Lord, with your power. Endue them with wisdom, Lord. Endue them with great desire for this child to raise him up in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he'll not depart. Truly a treasure you have given to them. And as an assembly of people, we join with them in giving the child back to you, the one who has given it to them. I now dedicate Joel Thomas in the name of Jesus Christ for the service of Jesus Christ and for the glory of God. Amen. 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 He likes prayer anyway. He was quiet while we prayed. Amen. And this is Alana Michelle. Praise God. Amen. Lovely little girl.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We'll pray. Dear Father, as we hold this child in our arms, we are reminded of the time that you took the children up in your arms and raised them up, Lord, and held them and embraced them and blessed them. And Lord, now we take this little one, Alana Michelle. Father, as we've spoken to the parents, and now they will speak to the children. I pray they will learn early to worship, Lord. Learn early the name of Jesus. I pray that you will bless Brother Doug and Sister Sylvana, that you'll give them great wisdom, Lord, in raising this little one for your glory. We're so thankful for this wonderful privilege we have. And now I pray that you will honor our request, Lord, as we dedicate in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Alana Michelle, for your glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right, perhaps I'll have you stand with me now. We're going to turn the service over to our brother Vin. For those of you that do not know our brother Vin Dayal from Trinidad, some of his people are here with him. We have learned to appreciate his ministry. I'd like to say to you as he speaks to you, I am going to urge you to look intently on his face so that you might catch each thought, each word. And one thing that those of you that have been in the meetings have realized, I was going to say it last night, but I thought better, I'll just say it this morning. We at least got two revelations. One, we heard things we never heard maybe before, and we've learned some things. And the second revelation, we've also found out there was a lot we didn't know.
That's right.
And I think everyone. So if you hear things say, well, I didn't understand that, well, just be thankful there's something you haven't heard yet.
That's right.
I mean, if God was limited to what you know, he wouldn't be very big. But God is far beyond the boundaries.
Yes.
But just listen real intently, and you can make the parallels and the comparisons as our brother Vin will be speaking to you out of the Word of God.
Amen.
Let's sing that little chorus we sang last night, Lord, Jesus be Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdoms of my heart. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdom's on my heart. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdom's on my heart. And now as you surrender, yield your heart up, for the Lord knows what we have need of. Brother Vin, God bless you.
Amen. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Yes. Father, how we thank you.
Yes, we do.
The Lord God, through the grace that you have given unto us, how you have made your word plain in our hearts.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we could come and yield ourselves under your great mighty hand this morning.
Yes, Lord.
With expectation, with assurance,
yes,
that you will speak to us.
Yes.
Lord God, you have gathered us here this time. And Lord God, we feel that something is fixing to happen.
Yes.
Something that was promised in the Word. We feel that we have come to the fullness of time. Lord God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would convince each and every one of us by your Word,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
that we would become concerned. Lord, may we care for your Word, that you could care for us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, if we so care for it, you'd care to fulfill it and vindicate it and manifest it,
yes,
right in our very own midst.
Yes.
Bless our hearts this morning, Father. Speak to us in such a personal and direct way this morning.
Yes, Father.
And Lord God, may we have faith.
Lord,
overcoming faith in this hour.
Amen, Lord.
Faith that can master all circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Grant it, Father. We commit the service into your hands now. Bless your word as we read it, and bless as we will hear it. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'd like to read in St. Luke chapter 2. Revelation 12 and St. Matthew chapter 2. Amen. First was in Luke 1, and that was when the angel came unto Mary and revealed to her name in the scripture. A revelation broke forth upon her. The Holy Ghost overshadowed her. Christ was beginning to be formed inside of her. Amen. She got a witness from the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth told her, blessed she had believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Then we come to St. Luke 2. And it came to pass in those days were the days between the angel's message and the birth of the Christ. It was those days when Christ was being formed in Mary. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxation was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Not having just conceived. Being great with child. Christ was formed inside of her. And so it was that while they were there, in the provided place, in Bethlehem, the place the scripture says the Messiah must be born. While they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. A few days had to be accomplished in that place and then the hour of deliverance. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. It's in Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? They come to the dignitaries, to the most holy place, most holy people. For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where the Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Not a baby now, a young child. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. They rejoiced when they saw the star, but they fell down and worshipped when they saw the Messiah.
Amen.
Amen. We rejoice when we saw the star in this day. But now we are fallen, we are worshiping the Messiah. Amen.
Amen.
And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. God gives at fungly places. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gifts to identify the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring the word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Amen. That great red dragon. Hallelujah. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by the night and departed into Egypt. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. I like that. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. The Lord spoke through the prophet. And the Lord's word spoke through the prophet. All these things are being done that that might be fulfilled.
Amen.
Saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly angry and sent forth and slew all that were in Bethlehem and in all its borders, its coasts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men, then was fulfilled which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet. In Ramah was their voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning. Amen. Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. Amen. Revelation chapter 12, last scripture, you have a seat. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. God always show it in heaven first, before it come to pass on the earth. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now watch these things now. It's speaking about the woman's feet. It's speaking about the woman's head. It's speaking about the woman's body. Amen. Under her feet was the moon, clothed with the sun, and upon her head was the 12 stars. That whole woman was in view from the feet to the head. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And the head had a crown of 12 stars. And she was being great with child. Amen. Cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. That could happen in 1973 or 77, but I believe 1984 is just right. Amen. Formed and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a male child, a man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Speaking about Jesus Christ back there in the Old Testament. Amen. Who was to rule. Amen. But Revelation 19 says, and he is coming to rule. Amen. He couldn't take his kingdom there and then. He had to come in the days of the toes of iron and clay when we see Eisenhower and Khrushchev. And they've already gone. Amen. So we know where we at. We're in the time when he shall reign. Because the promise in the last age is, you will sit with me in my throne. He have opened the book to come and gather his redeemed subjects. Amen. So notice, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered to devour her child as soon as it was born. And when she brought forth a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne, he became an intercessor, went up to the Father's throne. But he that overcome will still mean my throne, as I overcome in my Father's throne.
Amen.
Amen. And he leaves the Father's throne to take the seven seal book. Amen. Comes up to the seventh angel and gives him the mysteries. And the seventh angel gathers the redeemed subjects who was written in that book. Amen. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, that they, who they, Moses and Elijah, should feed her there at 1,260 days, 42 months or 3.5 years. Amen. May the Lord has blessed you with his word. You may have a seat. Amen. We're certainly happy to be in the house of God today, knowing today is Sunday. Amen. And this Sunday, you know, I just want to read a little scripture here for you. You don't turn to the Bible, there's one verse. And yesterday was the 14th of April, today is the 15th of April. And Joshua 5:11 says, and they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover. The Passover was on the 14th of April. So on the 15th of April, they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover on 11 cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. So I'm looking for old corn on 11 cakes and parched corn this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And then on the 16th of April, the manna ceased to fall. Amen. They had crossed over into the Ephesians.
Amen.
Joshua was there with the commission. The commission was in effect. The heirs of the promise was gathered there, hungry for the inheritance.
Yes. Amen.
Every man had their swords drawn. They were determined to fight until they possessed every inch of the ground that was promised unto them.
Amen.
Amen. Though they was in the midst of the land and they saw the whole land, they was only going to receive inspiration to fight for what God promised. Because God had specified their borders from the Lebanon to the going of the sun shall be your coast. Amen. And God had specified the boundaries, and the Holy Spirit have come in this day and specified the bridal promises. And they might view a piece of a land that may not have no giants in it. And somebody who didn't want to fight might think, well, I should try to acquire this peace and settle down. I'll be satisfied with this. Amen. That would be the wrong deep. The deep that is calling unto the deep in the hearts of the bride, is only designed what God promised. Regardless, there is 200 million supernatural devils. Regardless, the mountain that God promised us is full of Amalekites. We'll talk like Caleb, I want my mountain. Amen. And when they cross over all through the wilderness, that manna, coming out of Egypt, like Luther and Wesley in the wilderness. Amen. After they come to the Red Sea. Amen. Come to the Pentecostals at Kadesh Barnea. They had manna. During the time of the Pentecostals at Kadesh Barnea, Joshua, who had the commission, who was going to receive the commission rather, he had brought over some grapes for them to eat. So a few of the Pentecostals, they ate some of the grapes that was in the land. Amen. They heard about the serpent seed, and they heard about the Godhead, and they heard about the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And they get a little handful of the grapes before the seals open. Hallelujah. But then the real full seven mysteries. Amen. Hallelujah. To bring back a word bride in the word image. Jehovah's masterpiece with a ministry of the spoken word and dominion. All of that had to wait until the book was opened and the title deed was given back. Amen. But Joshua, when he received the title deed, Moses gave Joshua five books. Genesis and Deuteronomy, and he sealed them up and handed them to him. He said, meditate in this day and night. Amen. And then God will prosper you and give you good success. Amen. Amen. And Joshua was waiting, and on the 10th of April, amen, something happened. The Canadian arm grabbed solar marks out of the sky. Amen. Hallelujah. They went forth first. Amen. They already proved that they could cut the safety lines and walk in space. But God is going to bring it down to a national thing. Amen. God is going to identify something. Amen. And then when they came there, hoping that would do it, it failed. When it failed, amen, they was kind of worried. Amen. What's going to happen? We might have to go back to the earth in total failure. Amen. We have to hang our heads in shame. Amen. We came up here with good expectation. We had the astronauts in training for years. We took the great rehearsal when we took it up into space and proved that the thing could work. Now we have come in the reality of it. No more rehearsals. And it seemed like we are faced with an obstacle. But that only shows us this is the hour we are going to face the opposition. We are going to have opposition. If you don't have opposition, something is wrong. We will have opposition. But we also have perseverance to take us through every obstacle. So they were determined. The next day we are going forth with a more determined effort. Amen. And they went forth there. Amen. That next day. And the arm of the Lord is going to be revealed. Amen. The great mighty outstretched arm of God in the hour of deliverance. Amen. Was going to be made known. God is going to display it in the sky. And man on the earth will see it. Amen. With the eye. All the world saw it in movie cameras, in videos, on television, and for months after, it will still be shown across the country. Magazines will be carrying the articles, amen, of the great, mighty, outstretched arm, amen, plucking a crippled satellite, amen, bringing it down to a place where it can heal it and put it back in its rightful position to function capably 100%. Amen. Only showing that some great spiritual thing is fixing to happen in the church. Amen. In the realms of spiritual achievements. Because while natural scientists were working by natural education, spiritual scientists were doing spiritual research, working by divine revelation. Because God is working to achieve something. He wants to bring his church to perfection. He wants to bring his church to rapture in faith, to leave this earth. Amen. And you're watching the natural realm of science. What is happening in the natural physical realm right there? They have this mission here as the most dramatic space event ever planned. The next great thing that they have in mind is to build a space station in the space, called a permanent house, a permanent home for the astronauts. But before they go into the permanent home in the skies, then they have a healing of a crippled satellite for running that. Amen. Begin to write a new chapter of Acts in the book of science. Hallelujah. Acts of the astronauts. Glory to God. Amen. A new chapter being written. Think about it. And then when that was being done there, what was happening? It was only because science didn't just think of that and say, maybe we'll go up tomorrow. No. They had a space itinerary. And they had astronauts allotted to each mission.
Right.
And those astronauts had to live out and train to, and be able to come to a place where they can manifest the portion allotted them in the time that they have to go up.
Amen. Right.
That tells me something. God will have a book also. God have had a scriptural itinerary down to seven ages.
Yes.
And every age had a promise.
Amen.
And he predestined the people to meet that promise in every age.
Yes.
Amen. And a call went out to call those people and train them and equip them and make them ready to manifest the portion for the age.
Amen.
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 And then, after the time came when these had to go up, it was their portion. And they were trained for it. They were prepared for it. They were made ready for it. Amen. And then that was a sign because, as I said, the book of Acts, which is a promise of the church, she will write another book of Acts. Christ in the true church will be the continuation of the book of Acts. When the Alpha becomes the Omega, when the first bride comes back to her rightful condition and starts again in the last days, this bride that is raised up in this day is the very first bride. It is the first bride because the bride tree is only being restored. It's not another tree. It's the same tree being restored back. Amen. And think about that. Here we see how they went up there and this great act, healing a crippled satellite, like in in the book of Acts, chapter 3, the first miracle that took place. Amen. Two astronauts went out. Hold a crippled satellite by their arm, great outstretched arm. Grab them, raise them up. Amen. Hallelujah. Put him back in orbit. He was walking and leaping and praising God again. Hallelujah. And they came and said, by what power or by what name hath made this man whole? Amen. They saw it. They was admiring the name being glorified in the apostles. Amen. Hallelujah. They was admiring. God was fulfilling the work of faith with power in those apostles. And Peter stood up and said, by faith in that name.
Amen.
That was in the Lamb with seven horns and seven eyes that Elijah introduced.
Amen.
Did Elijah introduce a lamb?
Right.
John said, behold the Lamb of God. Was that lamb the same lamb that took the book?
Right.
A lamb with seven horns and seven eyes. Because the whole mystery of redemption laid in that lamb.
Amen.
Amen. In the book of Revelation, he's only unveiling. He always had seven horns. You see, when John wrote the gospel, he didn't put in the seven horns. He didn't go into the description of the lamb because he was talking about Elijah at the time, introducing the lamb. But over in the book of Revelation, this lamb had seven eyes. This lamb had seven horns. Amen. It was a bloody lamb taking the book. Amen. That was sealed with seven seals. That had the names of the portions of the bride in seven ages sealed up on it. Then a message of seven voices was going to call that bride. Amen. And bring her to a true realization that she is the female part. Amen. She is the feminine spirit. She is the Lady Jesus Christ. She is not just saying it. She has the wedding band to prove it. She had the marriage certificate. Her name written in the book. Amen. And she has received part of his name.
Amen.
Because his name is the name of my God, the name of the city of my God and my new name. Hallelujah. Because he came in three sons' names. And every son's name was part of the redemption. As son of man, he redeemed back the Adam part. As son of God, he redeemed back the Eve part. As son of David, he brings back the kingdom part.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So he came in three sons' names because each son's name held part of the mystery of redemption, redeeming back what was lost in the Garden of Eden. Adam, Eve, and Eden. That was God's original program. Amen. Amen. So notice here. So we find out then, science have this great act for running the space house, the space station, a house for the astronauts. And this was allotted at this very junction. The most dramatic event ever planned. From the air, they are launched out now into a space station. And John 14, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come again to receive you unto myself. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5, 1 says, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, there is another one, a house made without hands, eternal in the heavens. Amen. But before we could go to that house that is in the heavens, eternal, made without hands, there is to be a quick, short message that will shake the nation. There is to be dynamics and mechanics to write another book of Acts. Amen. Amen. So we find out it is only signifying what is really written in God's scriptural itinerary. And God have his astronauts here in the Challenger. Amen. Who is ready to face the challenge of this hour? Amen. By spiritual research, the spiritual scientists have mixed the chemicals of the word and have lifted the church in the power of God. We are beyond what the Pentecostals are. Amen. We are into a realm where all things are possible, where there's astronaut faith. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and don't doubt in your heart, we are into that realm. Amen. Amen. So here, just saying some of these things to keep your minds into what was preached so we could keep in continuity. Amen. Because we came there last week and was preaching about the principal theme of the New Testament. How in the Adam had a feminine spirit that had to be taken out and put in another body. And we find out how that will be identified by all the female types in the world. To prove that bride is the real bride. Her life will match the scripture. Amen. Then we begin to preach about fulfilling the work of faith with power. Father, glorify thy name. Amen. The name that has been manifested, the life behind that name, showing we are part of him. If we are the principal team, then it proves we are part of him. Then it proves we are part of his name. Then it proves we are part of the mystery. Then that name has to be glorified. So to declare to the world who the real bride is. Amen. She was in preview 1964. See a preview of the bride. But then she was to come into view. Amen. 1984, 20 years after, she is coming into view because she is proven by the word what it will take to identify the bride. Amen. Amen. Then, last night, amen, meeting Jehovah Jireh on the seventh peak for the spoken word. Amen. What shall we say? Save us from this hour? Amen. No, but for this cause came we unto this hour. Nothing is going wrong. It's only a final testing before the promise that man will see with the eye. Amen. That God is inside of you. Amen. That this is the real bride. Amen. She has been restored back. Look at the same fruits. Look at the same bark. Look at the same leaves. Look at the same life. Amen. To prove it was a tree back in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. So how great that is when we can look and see these things. And this morning, my inspiration is watch the third pole now. If we are on Mount Moriah and Jehovah Jireh will appear very soon, because I believe that you're not afraid, you're not scared no more. You have your Isaac bonged. You have your altar built. You are willing. This will be the greatest sacrifice you ever made to God. Hallelujah, to bring healing. Hallelujah. So here it is. Abraham had made many a sacrifice. But this severe trial, he was just as sincere and even more sincere. He wasn't saying, God, it's your advantages. You want Isaac? Yeah, take him. And in a rebellious attitude, no. Oh, he was so reverent. Amen. He was so sincere. Amen. He was doing it with sort of sacredness. Amen. He was giving God that sacrifice. He wanted God to be pleased. He wasn't vexed that God demanded that of him. He knew it is God's prerogative to take him through that. God owned him to begin with. God could have left him to be a heathen down inside of there. You know, of the Chaldees. God could have let the kings destroy him when he went out there. But Abraham had seen the extent that God went many a time before to stay true to his word. So he learned to have faith in the word. Even the time when Abimelech tried to take Sarah. Amen. And God didn't want the bloodline to be polluted. Truth, the Messiah was going to come. Abraham had told a little lie. He said that was his sister. He had backslid. But God allowed all that to happen so he could teach Abraham something to give him faith that God always keeps his word. So when Abraham saw that God threatened to destroy Abimelech and his whole kingdom, when he saw God shut up the whole house of Abimelech, every womb was shut up. Amen. When Abraham saw that, he saw that even though I make mistakes, it don't change God's mind about his promise. It is unconditional. He said it, he will bring it to pass. Nothing could stop him from bringing it to pass. Even an old man, before he had his change, even before his name was changed, he took his best horsemen, his trained servants. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. Abraham had trained servants. No kind of wild business. Train. Know the position. Amen. Function by inspiration. Amen. Had a channel of God. Had confidence that God placed them there for that service. And when they went out there, what happened? Abraham saw he was no great warrior, but he saw how God could use him to slaughter five kings who had a great reputation behind the name with the armies and take away, amen, and deliver his nephew. Amen. He came back victorious. He saw that not even death could have stopped me there. Maybe in that battle, 2-3 arrows went through his coat. Maybe he prayed all night like George Washington on his cross in the Valley Forge. Amen. When he's crossing the Delaware, in that icy Delaware, and he prayed. Amen. And Abraham knew, praise God, amen, death can strike me. God speak a promise over me. Amen. So when he went up there on that mountain, it was just another test on the same God and the same word. Yes. So he knew that God had already shown me the extent that he would go to keep his word. Yeah. And these last few years, we've been coming to the message. Many of us would have been a quitter had it not been for God. Many of us tried to blow our brains out with our shotguns. Many of us tried to electrocute ourselves with our high tension wires. But you didn't put yourself in the race, so you can't take yourself out. Yeah. Hallelujah! It's not him that will it or him that run it. It's God that showed mercy. Amen. Many of us find the load was so high, we just drop down everything and walk away. Amen. But we begin to find that God said, all you wanted was me to change your name. All you wanted was me to quicken you, amen, and bring you over under the mystery that you are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You are an attribute of God displayed in a physical body. Hallelujah. And when that begins to strike your heart, then, amen, watch you stick out your chest and throw your shoulders back. Amen. They say, what's the difference to that brother? Hey, you're feeling better? You get a better salary? Amen. You get better privileges? He said, no, sir. He said, I myself wondered, but after a while, I get to realize he had a revelation the others didn't have. Amen. He knew he was a king's son. Royal blood flowed through his veins. Amen. He knew that. Hallelujah. And how God, coming along these years, showing us he will keep his word. Sometimes we're making some kind of mistakes. We wonder how we could ever have a spoken word ministry. We say we settle for the foolish virgins class, maybe. Amen. Maybe we might come up for doing good works to the bride or something. Amen. God say, not one bit of that. You are my son. You are my daughter. Amen. Not what you can do. It's what I've already done for you. Then we find in our weakness, the things that we use and make excuses is the very things that God used to tackle the job. When we expected sympathy from God many a time, he only kicked us around more. Is that correct? Moses said, Lord, I can't talk. You shut your mouth. Who made mouth to begin with? What you using to tell me you can't talk? Amen. So how are you telling me you can't talk and you're talking to me? Amen. Moses looked for sympathy, trying to make an excuse. Amen. Because he felt so insecure. But God didn't want Moses to go in his own strength. As your father sent me, so send I you. And how did the father send him? The father who sent him went in him. How is he going to send us? He is going to go inside of us. Amen. Then Abraham his faith began to recognize its true position. Then he began to realize this is not a flesh and blood affair. Then he began to realize this is divine ordination. Then he began to lose the spiritual inferiority complex. Then he began to recognize, unto this end was I born, for this cause came I into the world. Then he began to see himself as God was seeing him. Amen. Then he realized God gave me part of his name. Amen. Look at millions have blasphemous names, and God gave me part of his name. Amen. When I was least expecting it, because God made a promise to me. Amen. And then when he went up there, he was looking for the third pole. He was telling the boy, God will provide himself. In other words, he was saying, Isaac, we're in the place. Jehovah Jireh will appear here soon. This is the hour. He said, well, Daddy, where are you going to come from? He said, don't worry about that, son. God will create it and put it there. Amen. The God I serve. Amen. I could imagine Isaac sat there awed when he heard his prophet daddy, hallelujah, glory to God, stood up there speaking to him by inspiration. Abraham's face might have shined like an angel that day. His faith radiating out of him. And Isaac feeling that faith. I could imagine on the mountain, Abraham was walking around. And Isaac laying down there. But he taking his time. He don't want to just run into nothing yet. So he began to sing. He said, Isaac, let's sing Only Believe. The angel loved to hear that song. Oh my. And he began to sing Only Believe. All of a sudden, Abraham felt the presence. He said, I believe he's here, Isaac. Amen. Something is going to happen. Oh my, the angel spoke. Touch him not, Abraham. Amen. Don't touch him. Hallelujah. And he heard the ram bleat in the air. Jehovah Jireh manifested himself to confirm Abraham's revelation. And Abraham showed, in spite of what his senses, his five senses, the flesh, and the five senses of his spirit, his reason, his imagination, his conscience, his memory, regardless of what it was picking up, it never interfered with his faith. His faith kept him in another realm. Hallelujah. He had his feet upon the neck of them five kings. Hallelujah. Amen. King Reason tried to say, you don't really have to go through it. He said, shut your mouth. Hallelujah. God said so. Amen. Oh my, King Imagination tried to bring one cruel picture to put fear in his heart and paralyze his faith. I could see Abraham have his foot on the neck of that king. Amen. But he couldn't utter the next word. Amen. Faith was in supreme control. Amen. And that is the hour. That's where we are. Our lives, amen, must be there in that place. Because we are in the hour when we shall see the third pole. Amen. That's why I'm saying this morning, watch the third pole now. Amen. I'm going right into the message here, quickly. So notice the scriptures, how we take that scripture, Luke 2. Now, Luke 2 is only a continuation of Luke 1. Something started off in Luke 1. In Luke 1, Mary was there, amen, the predestinated bride, but in an unconscious state of a true identity. Amen. But obedient to the word that she knows. Amen. Hallelujah. I love of the word, even though she have not yet recognized her true scriptural position and the purpose she is born in that age for. Amen. And here comes the heavenly messenger, the angel of the Lord, with a prophetic message. Amen. Coming to deliver his message to the virgin. Amen. And that day was going to be a turning point. That day was going, Mary was going to move into a new realm. She was going to stop flying around and break into a spiritual atmosphere. Amen. To recognize God's program for that day. Amen. And we find out that the angel came, an angelic visitation was the first thing. Amen. And the angelic visitation, it brought in Nazareth. Now watch the experiences. Like last night we were speaking about in Mamre, Abraham had certain experiences. In Beersheba, he had certain experiences. In Mesopotamia, it says the God of glory appeared unto Abraham in Mesopotamia. Amen. Then he came to Mamre. And in Mamre, he used to live in the plains. And he used to like to sit on this oak tree. All these things in the Bible. Amen. And while he sat under the oak tree in the cool of the evening, meditating. Amen. How many a time God spoke to him? How many a time we had our own oak tree? Don't you know you have an oak tree? You also have a juniper tree too? Amen. Oh, the juniper tree is where Elijah was top. Amen. Where you were so down and discouraged. Amen. And that's where the angel came with the meal cakes. Special meal cakes for a season. That he went in the strength of 40 days. Amen. It took him straight up into the mountaintop, into the cave. And in the cave, while he's waiting there for inspiration now, he knew the last phase of the ministry was going to come. Amen. And all kind of things try to shake him out of the atmosphere. A thunder pass, a lightning pass, a whirlwind pass. But he kept still. He knew there'd be a voice. If you have all these signs and no voice followed, something's wrong. And he all of a sudden, the voice spoke. A still small voice. Was no great big hullabaloo, nothing. Wasn't no great big city, no great spotlight. And every time he heard a voice and it spoke, he wrapped himself in the mantle and he went out. The same way Abraham was on this oak tree. Amen. And God appeared unto him. Then when he digged the wells in Beersheba, God appeared unto him. Then his last testing was in Moriah. And we have had our Mesopotamia when God called us out to the world. We have had our plains of Mamre when we dwell there. Amen. Sitting under the oak tree when God appeared unto us, Elohim, the message of Yahweh, reveal himself. Amen. Confirm the promise. We dig our wells in Beersheba and we had, amen, outpouring of the Spirit. We drink from the living water that flowed up the air. We had a refreshing. Yes. Amen. Then in Moriah, oh, our testing, the confirmation of our faith, the vindication of our ministries. Amen. The glorifying of his name in the bride. Amen. Same way Mary here in Nazareth, she had an angelic visitation. Amen. A prophetic message saying, thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. She said, but wait a minute, that's the scripture. He said, yes. Isaiah 7:14 is where I'm speaking from. She said, my. She said, but what you're saying, I am that virgin? That is my name written there in the scriptures all these years? He said, I heard the priest preach that over and over and over. They had special prayer meetings. Amen. When Caiaphas' daughter got married, they thought she was going to bring forth the promise. Messiah. When Anna's daughter got married, they thought she was going to bring forth the promise. Messiah. You mean to say it's me, Isaiah saw? And nobody like me? I could hear the angel quote 1 Corinthians and say, consider not the base things of this world that God used. Amen. The weak things. The foolish things of this world. I could hear the angel say, remember God always used nobodies to make them somebody, to show God's glory. Yeah. Amen. And I could see the glittering Mary eyes. Amen. Her faith was catching it. She didn't fully understand everything the end then. But after the angel gave his message, he said, she had one more question. She said, all right, I have a question. He said, what is your question? How shall this thing be? How will we have this ministry of the spoken word? How will this start the rapture in faith to the ground of the church? How will this great promise be manifested? Tell me, how shall these things be? Amen. Would we have to maybe do some fasting? Would we have to maybe have some special meetings? Would we have to go maybe go on a hike? Would you have to give out maybe tracts all around the city? Tell me, how shall this thing be? Is it the Holy Ghost? Shall overshadow the amen. It will be God from the beginning to the end. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee. And that holy thing that is born in thee, that is forming thee, shall be called the Son of the Highest. Yes. Oh, my, her heart was burning. She sat down home and she pondered those things. Conception had already taken place. Jehovah God had overshadowed her, create a seed and an egg. Didn't leave her to put her own egg. You don't want no human instrumentality mixed up into this. Yes. It might be preeminences. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. For the glory of God completely. Amen. After 3 months, oh my, something gonna move inside of her. She couldn't take it no more. Maybe go through a little period there, you know, little dizzy spells and these things. Couldn't do sort of hard work. But then after she kind of get over that hurdle, she wanted to go up in the hill country. Yeah. Hallelujah! Oh my, inspiration was coming to her heart. Go up to Elizabeth. Yeah. Because the angel, the Holy Spirit is bringing back the angel words to remembrance. He said, your cousin Elizabeth is already 6 months. Amen. Here was Elizabeth carrying Malachi 4:5, Elijah. Here was Mary carrying St. Luke 7:13, the Son of Man. Oh, hallelujah. Those two men there, glory to God in the highest. Amen. The Word. Hallelujah. Laying inside of there. My. And then what happened? Inspiration struck. The Bible says, and Mary arose in those days, the days after the angel left. Now you watch your experience now, see how it comes out. Yes. You are Mary. Yes. She's the bride. Yes. Amen. She arose in those days after the angel left. And the angel left in 1965. Until she gave birth to the Christ. Amen. Somewhere between that time, she arose and went into the hill country. Amen. And there she went up there, and it came to pass. Now watch. Don't say all that inside the Bible. Because there's many unwritten things there left as a mystery for when the seventh angel come. And he's the eagle, the prophet. And the seventh angel came, look in the Bible. And the prophetic eyes begin to see the condensed truth hidden inside that verse. He said, I'll tell you what happened there. Mary was the only one who had the name revealed to her. The mighty angel came from heaven, cried a loud voice. His name was revealed. Hallelujah. The virgin who received the angel message caught the revelation of that name. Hallelujah. Oh, my. She didn't want to speak it for a season. Amen. But the hour had come now. The first time the name was going to be spoken by human lips. Hallelujah. And God had a condition laid there. A dead baby that never moved. Very formal. Amen. Hallelujah. No, what something? And Mary moved in the hill country. Oh, my. And Elizabeth saw her coming in the distance. And she ran out to greet her. And Mary's going to give a testimony here. And that testimony, brother, look, when real testimony comes among believers, it always generates faith. If it goes among unbelievers, then it's all speculation and skepticism. Amen. But watch. Elizabeth greeted Mary. And she spoke by the Holy Spirit right away. Two omnipotents was coming together. The miraculous was about to take place. Amen. Hallelujah. She says, blessed art thou among women. So many churches, but blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Amen. Oh my. You're impregnated with no corruptible seed. But I could sense, Mary, you have the incorruptible seed inside of you. Amen. Blessed art thou among women. And while you're there testifying, Elizabeth speaking by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And why is it granted me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy greeting. Isn't it wonderful to greet in the Spirit? Isn't it wonderful to greet in the name of Jesus Christ, revealing the angel message? Oh, hallelujah. From the time she said, you greet me and you sung to that name. The name was spoke. The baby leaped in my womb. And Elizabeth, under the anointing of the Spirit, could be so sensitive. Amen. The little thing was a sign to her. She was wondering, amen. Wondering. It seemed that she just couldn't get that breakthrough there. She just couldn't have that assurance. But God Amen. Was giving her an assurance. And she spoke and said, blessed is she that believed. Yet now, catch this, the Holy Spirit speaking to Mary through Elizabeth. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance. What did Mary believe? She believed the angel message. She believed she was going to bring forth Messiah. The blessed is she that believed. Amen. Because Mary had believed the angel message. Amen. Some months after her belief, God was giving back witness to another person. Amen. And Mary's faith caught it. You know when believers get together in the right atmosphere and they could sense the Holy Spirit present and they could sense God speaking and the inspiration strikes something and they know it in their heart, only they and God know that, and he has been spoken. Amen. Amen. They hold those things. They say, God spoke to me in that service. I'm stepping out. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. In that meeting there, that supernatural meeting, what looks so ordinary, but the Holy Ghost was present. I was speaking and confirming the promise that she was believing. Hallelujah. God speaking. God confirming the promise that she was believing. Amen. Hallelujah. And she said, blessed is she that believe. Oh, blessed is she that believe that there is a ministry of the spoken word. Blessed is she that believe that Jehovah Jireh shall appear. Blessed is she that believe that the third Paul will start the rapture in faith. Blessed is she that believe that greater work shall we do. Blessed is she that believe that Jehovah's ministry, God will strike it and it shall speak. Blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things told us in Look Away to Jesus, in Shalom. In Christ, the mystery of God revealed, that was told us from the Lord by that angel. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then, here come about 5 months after. The third month, Mary went up 5 months after. Amen. Maybe around 1984. Oh, she can't run up in no hill country no more. Because she can't have to move up kind of slow and careful now. Amen. She was great to child. Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, my. She was great with child. In those days now, the Christ had matured. The life was formed. It had dropped into position. It was getting ready to be born into manifestation. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit had watched over the word as it grew cell upon cell upon cell upon cell until the word image was formed inside of Mary. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And in those days after Christ was formed in Mary, it was time now, something was going to happen. Quickly came the King Commandment. Caesar Augustus, inspiration. Now God is in control of everything. He ruling the affairs of man. And all the rest is only scaffold work. The real thing God is working on is the bride. This is the mystery of redemption. The rest is just scaffold work. But Abraham says, Satan is just some stuff that God uses at the side of the road to bring his children crying, Abba, Father. Amen. Amen. The devil is not even depicted here. Look at the book of Job. Amen. When Satan comes, God said, do Job so and so, and nothing more than that. Amen. Hold your hand after that. Amen. Glory to God. See, he can't even come except God permit him. Amen. But once we have a revelation of God's will, of God's purpose, of God's plan, then the devil is only working in the permissive will to achieve God's perfect will. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why great faith comes when we know our position in the word. When we know we are sons and daughters of God, the attributes expressed here in human flesh. Amen. So here she comes now. And she was ready, you know, to give birth to the Messiah. The constellations that God spoke in Genesis when he created the heavens, God had ordained at that particular time certain constellations would be coming together. Because it's already written in the Bible, there was in Virgo. And Virgo, the virgin was going to bring forth Christ. So the heavenly Bible
And in the written Bible, everything was laying right there. Amen. The pyramid also had come right up. What Enoch had built back there in Egypt. And here was the headstone in the bride. Amen. And the builders was going to reject that headstone. Hallelujah. Mary, during those years, she watched the conception, the season from the conception to the birth. During that time, God had changed realms. Now, there's one general realm where the prophet spoke the word, a virgin shall conceive. And everybody believed it and everybody preached it. But from the time the angel dropped down and came to the person who was to bring forth the promise and begin to reveal to her that she is predestinated for the fulfillment of that word. She is the manifestation of that word. Then it had narrowed down now into a different channel. Now the people who was in the general channel, they continue along generally still believing the written word. But they couldn't see now the fulfillment in process. But Mary knew now it was no longer looking out there. So when she was hearing those messages like a virgin shall conceive, she's saying that part is already history. Because I've already conceived, the inspiration now is Christ is being formed. Amen. Because she's moving in step there. Now she was great with child. And when she was ready to give birth now, God knew it was time now for the experiences to shift from Nazareth to Bethlehem. You see, the scripture says a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. She conceived in Nazareth, but bring forth in Bethlehem. But you see, the Isaiah prophecy didn't say all that. But part of the mystery was in Micah prophecy that says out of Bethlehem will come forth a governor. But the Jews now didn't know what time and season he will come forth out of Bethlehem. So they said, there is no prophet come out of Bethlehem. When the Christ had already come out of Bethlehem. And while he was growing up in Galilee now, they said, but it never said, but no prophet must come out of Galilee. Because the season they were looking for him to come out of Bethlehem had already taken place when he was a baby. But to understand that part of the word, it can only be understood and recognized by the one in whose life the thing is being fulfilled. Amen. So here, the bride now, Mary, she wasn't confused. She didn't break the song barrier. So while she was there, and the time of the taxation come, the prophet said, them Jews, they curse Herod, they curse Caesar Augustus. Maybe they begin to form unions to protest. Maybe they get united with politicians and try to change the law. But Mary and Joseph said, all things work together for good. Praise God, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's supposed to happen at this time, amen. The scripture said we must be in Bethlehem. Maybe this is God's provided channel, how he's working the prophecy out. Amen. And here now, the Christ formed in the bride was moving to the birthplace. And then move into another season, into the season there, the birthplace, where the Christ was to be manifested. But there was to be a few days to be accomplished first before it happened. Like Noah, he had to go into the ark and a few days to be accomplished. See, before the rain fell, the 120 had to go into the upper room and a few days were to be accomplished. Amen. And here Mary had to go in there and a few days to be accomplished. And the Holy Spirit had brought us to a place and a few days to be accomplished. Amen. And in that time of testing, when they went to the inn, there was no room. And I could imagine Mary beginning to think back as Joseph got a worried look on his face. Because filial love was getting mixed up in the picture now. Amen. His dear wife, after such a hard journey on a donkey back, coming so slowly, so many people passed them ahead of the road. They didn't murmur and complain of being unfortunate for not getting better transportation. Amen. They didn't reach there and grumble and say, if we had only come earlier, if we had better transportation, we might have reached in time to get a room. They was kind of waiting there in the atmosphere to catch inspiration, to see what the mind of the Lord was all about. Because, you know, nothing was going wrong. Everything was going right. Amen. Hallelujah. The whole situation was under control. She said, he's the author and he's the finisher. Amen. I wasn't looking for nothing when that angel appeared to me. I was looking for nothing when the revelation struck my heart. That was the sovereignty of God. Amen. I always thought I was unworthy of it. But I remember Joseph that day when I went up to Elizabeth. I could never forget it. It's fresh to me and real to me this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. As that day when the Holy Spirit spoke to Elizabeth. And said, blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance. She said, Joseph, this is the hour of the performance. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the hour of that performance, Joseph. Say, God, who begin the work, I am confident, will perform it even until that day. Say, I'm going to hold the beginning of my confidence steadfast unto the end. Joseph, I'm not going to get shaken out of this atmosphere. It was God who passed the laws, didn't he? Didn't the scripture says? All of a sudden, he says, Joseph, look at that star. Amen. A heavenly sign before the Christ was to be born. Into manifestation. The Christ was formed on the inside. And she looked there. Said, Joseph, someone telling me that's a sign. Amen. And people are so busy and crawling about the political situation, the economic situation. And what happened to Herod and Caesar Augustus, these politicians and these crooked things here, and so much of taxes being raised now. And Mary's watching the sign. Oh my, she said, I just get an unusual feeling, Joseph. Something is fixing to happen. Oh my, her whole heart was reminiscing, reflecting back, going back, deeply meditating into how that angel came by the well that day. How she had the experience at Elizabeth. Amen. How she bear the reproach for years. When they tell her she was living in adultery. When they tell her the child is committed by an act of fornication. When they scorn her and stare far from her. Yet she carried the name in her heart. Amen. Yet she reminds herself of the scriptures and the inspiration through which it was born. Yes. Amen. And she came to that place. And all of a sudden, when the man spoke up and says, I think I have a place back here in the stable. I can imagine Joseph saying, no, it's all. She said, it's all right, Joseph. Someone tells me that this is the right place. Amen. Remember, it's God will be revealed in simplicity, Joseph. Remember, it's hidden in humility, Joseph. Amen. Glory to God. While he was there, amen, not knowing that there are some shepherds on the hill watching the flocks. Amen. Them shepherds wasn't fighting, brother. They were fellowshipping and the sheep was feeding. Glory to God. Amen. While shepherds is watching the flocks by night. Amen. Those shepherds laying there, faithful shepherds, don't they smell the sheep? Don't they laughing like the sheep and talking like the sheep? Hallelujah! Yes, there's going to be the heralders of the greatest light, the greatest message that's going to shake that system. Amen. Unqualified speakers carrying, hastening with the greatest message ever. The Messiah is here in power and glory! Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So in Luke 2, here came Mary. Now, why am I taking that? I want to take it to strike a point here now. Because Revelation 12 is prophecy in symbol form. And the Brother Ram tells us many times, that's Israel, that's the Jews. Revelation chapter 12. Amen. The nation Israel who gave birth to the Christ. Amen. See, greater child, give birth to that man child who Herod tried to kill him at his birth. The great red dragon tried to devour him, but the Romans eventually killed him there, but he was called up unto God and to his throne. Became an intercessor. Is that correct? All right. Now, we know that prophecy is speaking about Israel, but I want you to notice something here. The reason I take that scripture, because all scripture has a compound meaning. And the prophet many times referred to it as the bride also. I'm going to read to you where he referred to it as the bride. Amen. Because why? He's not contradicting himself. He is speaking now in a compound way. He's giving two different parallels of the scripture. Say, could that be? correctly applied. Yes, because the seventh trumpet to the Jews is the seventh seal to the bride. The very scripture read in Luke 2, Mary, great with child. Amen. Here was the woman, great with child, ready to be delivered. Amen. Matthew 2, here was Herod coming to devour the child. Amen. Here, Revelation 12, was the great red dragon coming to devour the child when it was born. Now watch those things there. So those were the two types that the Holy Spirit was symbolizing in Revelation 12, because that will repeat itself again in the evening time. And we find out Mary is also a type of the bride who the angel brought the message to, who is great with child. And when this child is forming us, is about to be delivered, which they always hear, when the world comes to come to close it down, when the red dragon comes there to try to devour it, then watch the third pole then. Amen. Then they would not get a hold of it. What will happen? She'll be caught up. She'll be given two great wings to fly, go straight up into the marriage supper, have a feast for 3.5 years. But what's going to happen afterwards? Then when Herod didn't get them, get the child, what did he do? He began to devour every other. And the Bible says the dragon will spurt out water of his mouth to make war with the remnant of the woman's seed. And there shall be wailing, the slaughter of the foolish virgins. Is that correct? All right, so here now, we want to learn something here. For we have seen his standees, and we have come to worship him. Amen. And many people used to think that Brother Branham was preaching a Christmas message, because their mind was on so much tinsel and commercial Christmas and all this kind of paganism that they get indoctrinated with back in the denominational age. On Christmas time, he would speak something like that. But God was allowing him to give out the mystery of the seventh seal of Christ being forming the virgin, and the virgin giving birth to the Christ, and the shepherds finding the Messiah where he's laying in the manger. Amen. Exactly where the angel said the Messiah would be. Amen. God gifts the wise men, finding the places, gifts in the body, pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists, apostles. Amen. Finding the places. Amen. Being positionally placed. And those gifts identifying the Messiah on the earth. What is the purpose that Messiah is on the earth for? The shepherds found the message. Messiah is on the earth. But the wise men, the gifts reveal the purpose the Messiah was on the earth for. Today, the shepherds and the wise men is all the same. Amen. Because the shepherds held part of the mystery. The wise men held part of the mystery. And the shepherds who found the Messiah, Christ, hidden in his own word from the wisest theologian, the lamb with 7 horns and 7 eyes, amen, in the manger of the word, and the shepherds who know to take care of lambs, because God's mystery of redemption have always been shepherd and sheep. And when the seventh seal book of redemption is opened in the last days, it was a lamb. And it was a lamb, then it had to be shepherds again. And Brother Branham preached, he said, no, in this age, we have Bible schools, we have theologians, we have doctors of divinity, we have doctors of philosophy, but it will not be doctors of divinity, will not be theologians, will not be all these well-learned men, it will be shepherds. And he preached, why? It has to be shepherds. Amen. Amen. So he's telling the bride, don't look to all this glitter and all this tinsel and polish up with education. Don't look for all that. Look for shepherds. Look for humble herdsmen who smell like the sheep, who laugh like the sheep, who call the sheep by the name. Amen. Hallelujah! Not saying Tom Ray or Lance LaRue, amen, but by preaching the mystery, and they hear the name by faith and believe it. Amen. That is what it is. So then we find, if that is God's program, here the same thing is repeating itself again. Amen. You see, all that back there is only a type. The one who is coming in Revelation 19, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. And the wise men, he was the one, the wise men saw his star. You see, the wise men saw the star that was to reveal the mystery of the coming king. His crown with royal diadems on his vesture is a name written, the word called the Word of God. Amen. Dripping with blood. He's coming on a white horse in power. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But a star forerun him, the morning star. Amen. Came between the Son of God and the Son of David. The Son of David is the King of Kings. And his star appeared. Amen. To reveal the mystery of the coming king, of the breaking of the day when the king shall establish his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And the bride and the shepherds will find him. Will find the mystery of him. Amen. Laying in the manger. And the bride who brought him forth will know his name. Do you see today the shepherds, the wise men, the bride? It's all the same. It's all being fulfilled in one again. Amen. Hallelujah. And the angel who announced his first coming revealed his name to the one who was to bring him forth. And here the angel have come down and reveal his name to the one who is to bring him forth. All this great mystery, repeating again, it was not a Christmas story. It is a mystery in the Bible for this day. And that's what I'm trying to show here, that Revelation 12 now was actually just those scriptures, Luke 1 and 2 and Matthew 2, symbolized to repeat itself. Right. Amen. Again. So notice quickly, watch the third point now. Why? After Christ, there's a quote here, paid 50 souls in prison. It's always been that third pull. Three is perfection. The ministry comes to its perfection when it reproduces Christ again in natural among human beings. What is the third pull? When Christ is reproduced again in human beings. Amen. And that's why Christ being formed, the masterpiece being built, the word image being formed in us. Amen. We change from glory unto glory until we come back in the glory of the Lord. Beholding the Lord is in a mirror and are changed into that same image that God made man in the beginning, in his own image and his own likeness. Amen. And then when that comes back, then we are ready for the third pull. Amen. Now here now he says, page 17, we close out here. We have seen a star. He said, now I think the little children here won't understand, but I got to say something here so the adults will. But I'm saying that. When Christ Jesus was being formed in Mary, that's when the persecution set in. Here now, he's placing us now in the last days. He knew he was the angel. Word and the bride. The angel message was God himself made manifest in the virgin. Word and the bride. Here now, Christ has been formed. Then the prophetic eyes of the eagle prophet look back into the world to pull out the mystery that was laid in the shadows and the types to set the picture for us so we will be able to understand the mystery when it unfolds. So he sees now the persecution is coming in just when Christ is formed. Now we'll see where the statement comes from when the squeeze comes out to the third pull. Because when Christ is formed in Mary, when Christ is reproduced in human beings, that is the third pull. Because that is the word image. You come back in the image that God made man in the beginning in. Then God gave him what? After he made him in his image, he gave him dominion. Amen. He could speak to this mountain. He could speak to this. Amen. He had dominion over the earth. Then when Christ is forming Mary, when the word image comes back in the bride, then the persecution going to come. Then the council going to come. So when the council come and Christ is reproducing the bride, watch the dominion then. Amen. What the Christ that is formed on the inside be born into manifestation. Where? In our midst first. Christ was born in their midst first. Then after when he was a young child, Herod came to get it. Is that correct? I want you to notice that. Because we want to strike something here to make it so plain. Why watch the third pole now? Because the squeeze is here upon us. Now, the squeeze is not when they close on the church. That will come as a result of there being a squeeze. That is one of the things that will happen to those who is not in the council. That is one of the things they will suffer. But that don't mean the squeeze is on. The squeeze is coming through economics. You cannot buy or sell. Amen. It's coming when Rome is going to move in and take over the monetary system and control the economics of the world. They're going to get the Jews' money tied up. The whole thing has been engineered for centuries now, and has worked to the place where they're only activating phases of the plan they already had there. These things don't happen, they're not spontaneous things coming up, you know. Satan had 5 I wills in heaven. I will ascend to the north. I'll be above the stars of God. I will be as God. And for 6,000 years in his Eden, he have worked to bring that to pass. And he's getting ready to be enthroned as God. So every season, he's only activating when it's just right for him to activate part of his plan. And I want to show you where America, one of the superpowers, recognized the Vatican as a nation and begin to have diplomatic relations. Amen. On the top, it looks all right for them. But underneath, we know what is happening. America is bankrupt. Amen. And what is fixing to take place? Rome is coming into a place, coming to the picture because of our money. That's why I find President Reagan there. He has been given a new script. He's only acting, you know. Now the whole world is bluff because it is the most greatest performance. One of the brothers in Maryland was telling me recently that he had made a speech over there. And it was the 4th time he made his speech. And a certain part of the speech, he broke down and sobbed and cried and choked. And where he made his speech before, he broke down and sobbed and cried and choked the same place. And when he made his speech another time, he broke down and sobbed and cried and choked the same place. Now let me tell you something. Los Angeles means city of the angels. It's the root and the seat of Satan. There is where they have movie stars. Stars. A third part that Satan pulled on with his tail. From heaven. Stars. Because Michael have 7 stars also. Amen. But those stars are not movie stars. They're for real. The word actor means Pharisee. Pharisee means actor. Amen. Yes. And these stars, their false light have influenced the world. They even get into the church and get Hollywood preachers with all kind of razzle dazzle and stage performance and all these kind of different things. You see, and Brother Bram said, Los Angeles there is a graveyard and preachers die like rats. Amen. See, he says when he comes under discernment, he could put those preachers on his lap and give them some plasma stimulation. Amen. A good spanking. Because why? You see all the kind of filthy books that they're reading and all the kind of pornography and different things they want to practice. You see? He would pick it up in the discernment. Many of them wouldn't say it in the prayer line to embarrass them, you see? But he's seen it there. Now watch. And from Los Angeles, from Hollywood, this person have come to the White House. Amen. And he's put in a role there and he's acting a role as a big, tough, kind of tough Westerner, you know, shoot up. That's only a role. Because the prophets are whistling in the dark. You know, the Russians is far advanced. Amen. To what they have. See, recently I've seen there where they're calling the schools to kind of upgrade the education. Because many states, they drop it down. And people will get a diploma and become a professor by only reaching a certain standard. And they find out that the Russians and the Japanese was producing 10 times scientists and mathematicians to what they were producing. Leading them beyond where America is.
Because when America rejected the message, they began to go down. They were finished. He said their past redemption could never come back. There's a bomb with a name written on it. You see? Now watch. Now here it is now, just before this election, this in the term of this president, he have opened my door. And the door he have opened is to bring the Vatican in where they have diplomatic relations now. And we know America is bankrupt and we know Rome have all the money. But I'm saying there's a money proposition, and what's going to start the ball rolling to bring the squeeze is when the Vatican come to pay off the U.S. debt. He said they would not change the money. But if they could get to borrow it, he said, but it is a trap set to swing the U.S. into something. We may get it later. But I just want to say, kind of say that, so you know why I'm putting this here. When I'm trying to show Christ is forming Mary, show the king commandment have to come quickly now. And look when the masterpiece has been unveiled. Look when she's the principal team of the New Testament. Look when Christ is forming the bride. Look when the generation and see Israel is about to run out. When those things are happening in the realm of the bride, look what is happening there in the realm of the church. Look what is happening in the realm of the state. Everything is falling into position. God, who rules in the affairs, allows certain demons to drop upon those men. Look in the Bible. A lying spirit came up to bring the path of prophecy. He said, I'll go down in the mouth and hear prophets to make them prophesy a lie to fulfill what Elijah said. Is that correct? Look when Jesus said, now is my hour come. And he had lived out a certain part of the world. And the hour had come now. Some demons that was in the hogs, the pigs, when they drunk, but until they came back upon those priests, and they began to bring Sadducees, Pharisees, Herodians, the Sanhedrin together to reject the word. So don't you realize if Christ has been forming the bride and been identified, how close his squeeze is upon us? But I want to show you the many people cannot correctly separate the squeeze and the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast will set down after the bride goes. Because the Trinity of Satan is the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the beast. It's not the beast yet, it's the false prophet still. A succession of popes. And when the bride goes up, Satan comes down and is incarnate in the false prophet and become the beast. Then he sets down the mark. See? No, he said the bride will not see the money proposition between the Catholics and the Jews. The bride will not see it. Amen. That will happen after the bride goes and before the tribulation starts. Now, don't have in your mind the bride go up here and tribulation start tomorrow, you know. It's not like that. You see, many times we read the word and we get that kind of conception. Because Moses and Elijah, when they raise up, they will come and bring 144,000 out of Roman hands, like Moses brought them out of Egyptian hands back there. They will smite the world with plagues, and 144,000 will not bow down. Amen. Now watch. So if the money proposition, the bride would not see it, and it will really be manifested after the bride goes and before the tribulation sets in, then we'd have to see at least the inroads of it coming in, where it's heading up to. Because the squeeze will be before that time. And we'll come to economics. But in the hour of the squeeze, watch the third pole then. Now, 21 years ago, December the 29th, 1963, the prophet says, when the squeeze comes, watch the third pole then. Now, I'm saying this morning, watch the third pole now. 21 years after, watch the third pole now. Because what's happening? We are at a place here where we see these things and these modern events. It's just events. But when we look through the eyes of the prophetic word, those modern events become clear and take on a spiritual meaning. But I was speaking that modern events being made clear by the vindicated prophecy. Who had the vindicated prophecy? Malachi 4. He came as a vindicated prophet with a prophecy, a more sure word of prophecy. And he prophesied all what will come. And even what we're taking here this morning in the message in the scriptures is what he took. And what he posted. And here, as we see the events moving in for the fulfillment, we have examined closely the past few days, the bright part of it. Now we're just taking in and gathering some of the state part, some of the church part, the church world part, to make the picture a little more clear why we can claim this. Then we look there now and see through the prophetic eyes of the word, the modern events. And the modern events becomes clear. It is not clear to the world because they reject the vindicated prophecy. But modern events are made clear to us. Amen. By the prophecy that the prophet delivered unto us. Amen. So I'll close with this quote here. And Christ has been forming Mary. That's when the persecution set in. That's right. That's when he persecuted her. And the same thing in you. Galatians 4:19. The same thing in you. When Christ will be forming you, the persecution will set in. He said Galatians 4:19 says, when Christ, the hope of glory, formed in you. Christ has been forming you when you are dying and Christ is coming to life. Watch the persecution set in. What trouble start on every hand. Watch the devil go on a rampage. Certainly. When Christ has been forming you. And when Christ has been forming Mary, quickly comes the King commandment. All you people, amen. The Christ was becoming a full baby, ready to be delivered right then, the great persecution. The Christ was becoming a full baby now. It ain't a little conception of the truth no more. It ain't a little one of the loose ends we hold on to no more. It's a full baby. All the word gathered up in a body. Amen. Now the baby's been formed for a long time along the womb. But this is coming the last days when the completeness, when the fullness of the Godhead, when the fullness of Christ is to be manifested among his people. He said so, he promises in his word. And when that fullness you see, there is unusual things begin to happen. Daddy promised, that's the reason our great socializing can't understand that. It's foolishness to them. Now watch, they are forming a council of churches, see? Just the time when the church is beginning to get to its feet, where the supernatural is beginning to work. Now they have all went into a group, and now they are going to try to stop this stuff just exactly like it was then. Then when the king gave his commandment, just when Christ was being formed. Amen. I pick up the rest tonight. After Christ has been formed in Mary, quickly come the king commandment. Herod, going to come moving there. The woman was crossing over. This is the part I wanted to get, but leave it for tonight. She was clothed with the moon first. Amen. But now the moon is on their feet, because she wasn't clothed with the moon no more. And God showed it in the skies, 963, the eclipse of the moon 7 times. And the 7th one is black out. And the church age was finished. Then we had moved into the coming of the sun, the Sunday. Amen. Where is going to be the full word now? And she was stepping out from the moon, the bride now. Because the bride, who is going to bring forth the Christ, is not in the church ages. She's in the bride age.
Amen.
She'll come out to Laodicea. She's been called out. And she's crossing over from the moon into the sun, where she's been clothed with the sun. And she becomes him. And upon her head is a crown of 12 stars. Now, that's the part of the body we're not in the feet now. We're in the head part. And on the head is a crown of 12 stars, which was the 12 apostles' doctrine. The original faith have been restored back. Amen. Amen. And she, and the one who is clothed with the Son, who has the apostles' doctrine, who has stepped out from the church age, that is the one who is great to child. That is the one in pain to be delivered. That is the one, the great red dragon, going to come to try to close down and bring the squeeze upon and devour the child. But it still wouldn't get it. It'd be caught up to heaven. Amen! It'd be caught up to heaven. Just like the child was caught up back then, the woman flew into the wilderness. Is that correct? The woman flew into the wilderness with two wings of a prophet, Moses and Elijah. And we had a prophet like unto Moses, and we had Elijah also. One like Moses with two signs, and he collected us, amen, give us laws, fill up, find the mountain, bring the wood and put behind badger skins, amen. And then we also had an Elijah in the time of Ahab and Jezebel. We have had the spirit of Elijah, Moses, and Christ was right here. Amen. Hallelujah. And here it was. She flew into the wilderness, into a place where she was fed for 3.5 years. A feast where she was nourished up. And we've been taken into heaven to a spiritual feast, the marriage supper, for 3.5 years. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to come back with him to establish his throne. Amen. Watch the third pole now. The hour is here and something is fixing to happen. Could we all stand to our feet? Let's sing Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. We love you. We adore you. We bow down before you. Holy Spirit, what a comfort you are. Amen. You lead us. You guide us. You live right inside us. What an assurance of faith. Amen. To know that nothing is going wrong. Everything is going right. Amen. Hallelujah. What a great hour. What an expectation. Amen. To see that God, how you have moved in his bride, so in line with the word. Step by step by step. To see all the shadows becoming a reality. The true light now shineth. Amen. It have changed from the shadow to the substance. It have changed from the type to the antitype, the reality.
Amen.
Amen. There's a type of a bride, but there's a real bride now.
Hallelujah.
For all these years, the light was brought by means of the word, speaking about a bride. But then the word has been made manifest and becoming the real light. The real bride, not the truth about the bride. The bride now. The prophets had brought truth relative by means of the scripture, relative to the Messiah. All of them spoke of the Messiah. He came at the end of the Old Testament and took the very same prophet's word and spoke about him and identified himself in it. All the seven messengers were speaking about that bride, the New Testament, Lady Jesus Christ, the New Jerusalem, city on a hill, all these things, the Lamb's wife, the church, his body. At the end of the New Testament, here she comes, the bride herself, and take the word and show that she, the real bride, is here. The true light now shineth. Aren't you glad you are part of it this morning?
Amen.
To know it is the amazing grace of God, the predestinated mystery of God. Amen. That God chose us and ordained us. Look where the tender hand of Jehovah have led us. Amen. And though we stand in this hour, in a time of testing. Amen. And we know it's going to get great because the devil is going on a rampage. But you'll be given power to bind that serpent or the worst of him, because a huge portion of heaven awaits you. Not heaven is divided in portions, the third pole, the spoken word. And this in itself will make and bring to pass that tremendous victory in the love divine. Amen. We are looking for it. It's going to happen. God promises. Nothing could stop it. Amen. We are right in step for the promise. Everything is laid in position for the promise. May we take that word and mix it with faith. Amen. May we give the earnest heed to the things that we have seen and heard, lest at any time we let them slip. We don't know what's going to happen this evening. But while we come here, last night we had a consecration. Amen. To surrender our all. Amen. Let's stand with the assurance of faith. With this confidence that God will begin the work. Same angel, when the angel came to you and you had your angelic visitation, you heard from your theophany, you saw your name in the book. Amen. You came out of Mesopotamia. The God of glory appeared unto you. Amen. Christ was being formed in you. Now you're coming to the birthplace. A few days to be accomplished that you might be delivered. Oh, you're about to enter into the labor ward. Your pain is going to increase. A woman, you have great sorrow. Because she's got a child. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, you have manifold trials, Peter says. Amen. But the fiery trial is more precious than gold. Amen. What a time it is for us. as believers to have this expectation, to know that here we are. Amen. The greatest thing to ever strike the New Testament church is fixing to happen. Amen. And God displayed his confidence by putting me and you in this age. I can imagine when he put Moses in the first age, Elijah, they come like, God, I have all this great, it's a bad word to use here, but the only thing in the mind right now, Trump card. Oh, you're about to enter into the labor ward. Your pain's going to increase. A woman, you have great sorrow because she's got a child. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, you are in manifold trials, Peter says. Amen. But the fiery trial is more precious than gold. Amen. What a time it is for us as believers to have this expectation, to know that here we are. Amen. The greatest thing to ever strike the New Testament church is fixing to happen. Amen. And God displayed his confidence by putting me and you in this age. I can imagine when he put Moses in the first age, Elijah, they come like, God, I have all this great, it's a bad word to use here, but the only thing in the mind right now, Trump cards. And he put all the great ones ahead. And then he come into the last age, the most deceiving age. 200 million supernatural devils, Satan, Eden, hell created on the earth. The age where everything will be deceived. And then God going to put you in this age. I can see the angels come and say, wait, Lord, I believe you're making a mistake now. Lord, you mean to say, after your work in such a great, mighty way, to build it up to such a great climax, these are the people you're going to put in this age? Why didn't you leave back this great, deceiving age? In this age where the challenge is so great, why didn't you put Esther and Rebecca and Ruth and Samson, amen, and Gideon and Moses, amen, and Elijah and Elisha? Why didn't you put all of them in this age? Amen. And I could see the Holy Spirit turn and look at the angels. Amen. And he says, I know what I'm doing. You see, because it took all those that you call to make these here. Amen. In them is laying Daniel. Is laying Esther. Is laying Ruth. Is laying Rebecca. In them is laying all what they are. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They will wind up the Great Commission. They will bring the past as promise. I believe it this morning. Amen. Do you love him this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Let us sing Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father,
I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate
you. Oh, Holy Spirit, what a comfort you are.
What a joy. What a privilege it is to be able to hear a word such as we heard this morning. I got a phone call today just before coming to church from Brother Tony Abma. And 1 year ago, he was graduating from the Eston Bible School. It is the largest Bible school in that particular fellowship. And he felt to go back there to let them know what God had done in his life through the message that God had sent. He called when he was talking to me on the phone. I could sense a real, real discouragement, not with him, but with what he saw. And he said the graduating message, this is the climax of the year when they're sending all their ministry out from the graduating class. The graduating message was,
how to overcome discouragement. He said it was just pathetic, just to think. That so they're sending the whole ministry class out, how to overcome discouragement. And then you think what we heard this morning. Wonderful. How wonderful. What a table has been spread for the saints of God to be fed. And I say to you visitors, if you hadn't grasped what all was spoken this morning, that's fine. Don't be discouraged. Others who sat here who know this message didn't grasp at all. We're not here just to grasp everything. We're here now to digest it. We're here. You can obtain these tapes and hear it again. And the important thing is to see yourself in the vision. See yourself in the Word of God. It's a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. I'm not going to add anything more to the service. I think I want to just leave you with these things on your mind and to go home with them. And tonight at 6 o'clock will be the final service for our brother Vin. I'd like you to come. If you haven't come prepared to give this morning, do come prepared to give. This is the offering now, not your tithes. Your tithes belong to the assembly, but your offering to our brother Vin. And we want to send him away with a gracious love gift. All right, let's turn to 129. And I'd like to just sing a couple of verses. Do you hear them coming, brother? Thronging up the steeps of light, clad in glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments, pure and white. It's a glorious church, without spot or wrinkle. Amen. Praise God.
Coming, brother, thronging up the steeps of light, clad in glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments pure and white. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Do you see yourself as part of that church?
Amen.
Do you see yourself? How many can say amen?
Amen.
I see myself as part of that glorious church, climbing up the steeps of light. The last verse, wave the banner, shout his praises. Wave the banner, shout his praises, for our victory is nigh. We shall join our conquering Savior, and we shall reign with him on high. Is the glory. In the blood of the Lamb, it's a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I am a member. 'Tis a glorious church, and I am a member, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church, and I am a member, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church, and I am a member, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church, and I am a member, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Well, it's nothing good that we did that we're called into it. One day we will sing. You think this is a spontaneous kind of singing? Well, one day it'll be on the other shore. Amen. There'll be no walls for it to echo off of. It'll just go on out into the eternities. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful. We're so appreciative.
Yes.
Our words of this language are not able to fully describe what's in our hearts. Oh, how we fed, Lord. How I personally feasted on the word this morning again. And I am thankful, Father, for what you have given, what you have deposited. Thank you for our brother Vin that has so labored so faithfully with us, Lord, and just poured his heart and soul out. Father, it has been a quickening. It's been quickened to us, Lord. We see it in what it is you're talking about, Lord. We thank you for it. Oh, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that in a day and time of famine, we have plenty to eat, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The cupboards are not bare. Lord, the barrel is not empty.
Hallelujah.
There is abundance, oh Lord. We thank you for it. We pray that you'll bless every person that has come. I pray that you'll draw on the heartstrings of every heart, Lord. If there be any unconverted, and they are to be converted, may they be born of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And born of the Word of God.
Yes.
Lord, it's so simple. Just an acceptance, just a receiving, Lord, which brings them to this birth. Father, I pray that you'll bless every person that's here. And as we go on our way, that we might return tonight, Lord, refreshed and waiting to hear from you. I ask your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Dismiss us all now with your grace. Amen. Amen. I'm just dismissing you all that you might go quietly, greet one another, please. And in the name of Jesus Christ, so we'll see you tonight. Amen. God bless you.